Hello and welcome to Eye on Oakland. I'm Chuck Moss, your host, and we are actually in studio, believe it or not. It's been 4 years, and you know, since we walked out for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and okay, well, the curve has been flattened and we're back. And so it's good to be back and you know, doing it sort of live-ish. We will still have guests remote so we can get people who are coming in from all over the place. And we're getting somebody I really wanted to talk to, who is Mary Howlett, marketing manager for the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. And when we talk about the Detroit Riverfront, that's a place I like to go to. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here remote.
You're up in Harbor Springs, right?
Up in Harbor Springs, so I'm a little bit far away from the riverfront right now, but just for a couple of days. Well, it's President's Day, so the kids are on break. So, I popped up here, but that's what's so great about doing this remote. We can still have a chat.
I love it. Yeah, so Detroit, you know, you talk about it's so big and diverse. You forget when we live in Oakland, but actually we're a lakeside port city. Detroit is. Now, what exactly is the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy?
So the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, we're a 501c3, we're a nonprofit, and we are in our 21st year. So came about 21 years ago as a partnership between the city of Detroit, the Kresge Foundation, and General Motors kind of kicked us off. So we got a large grant from the Kresge Foundation to get started, and General Motors was actually really integral in that process because they donated the first half mile of the Riverwalk to the Conservancy so that we could get started on the construction of the Riverwalk and sort of, begin our mission, which was to develop a beautiful, safe, accessible riverfront for the people of Detroit and surrounding communities from bridge to bridge. So that's the MacArthur Bridge to Belle Isle all the way to the Ambassador Bridge. And we're almost there.
Yeah. Now, as far as that whole area is industrial, old industrial, gone industrial.
Yeah.
So how did you start making all this old junk into a pleasant place? And I'll be honest, I'll put my bias on. I love it. I go down to the riverfront. My wife and I, we walk, we ride our bikes. We love it. So how did you transition it to such a pleasant place for people?
Right. So like you said, it was industrial, inaccessible, cement silos. That's pretty much what the riverfront looked like for years and years, certainly when I was growing up near Detroit. So again, initially starting with GM, when they bought the Renaissance Center and they started to improve and develop that area that they now owned, that really kicked us off. And then we were able to very slowly but surely, if you think 20 years is slow or fast, I'm not sure, get access and either easements or actually purchase property all along the way. And different sections sort of came about at different times. It didn't all happen in a straight line. So we started with the portion near the Renaissance Center leading down to Cullen Plaza. So that's sort of the heart of the Riverwalk right now. And that's about a half mile. And that was our first stretch of Riverwalk. And that was our first park. And that's right on Atwater Street. That was, again, very industrial. But once we were able to get that land from GM and develop it, that started us off. Gabriel Richard Park is all the way down at the east end. When we got the city of Detroit, that's a city of Detroit park. And we were able to have access to that so that we could manage it and care for it and secure it. And so then we had that. And then we move along and we get Mount Elliott Park from the city of Detroit. And that was another park that the city of Detroit managed. And it just, they weren't really able to keep it up. So we said, you know what? It's okay. Give it to us. We will do it. So then we took over Mount Elliott Park and we developed the splash pad there. So all these little elements kind of came about at different times and in different ways. And slowly but surely over those 20 years, they started to connect. The DeQuinder Cut would be another example of something that, was a city of Detroit project. And then, we came into it and developed that in two separate segments, completing it in 2013, I believe. And so all along the way, these different little bits, half mile here, a quarter mile there, the DeQuinder Cut is about 1.62 miles. So 1.62 miles here, and there. And now we're at, I think it's 3.5 miles of continuous Riverwalk connected, plus the greenways. And so that's sort of a kind of like a little quick snapshot of sort of how it came to be, which is to say piecemeal over 20 years through various, like I said, you know, there's a little bit of from the city of Detroit, or that we get an easement on some private property, like say in front of Harbor Town. That's kind of an area where that's private property, but we got an easement to put the Riverwalk through there. And each one of these pieces took, you know, a lot of work and a lot of partnership with people. So that's kind of how, you know, we got to where we are today.
Well, what are some, you know, so you guys are the ones that have the DeQuinder cut.
Yeah, DeQuinder cut is ours.
It's funny because I, you know, that's the one place I've never been. It's up and down the DeQuinder cut. So maybe I have to try it. How far up does it go?
Okay, so the DeQuinder cut starts right at the Riverwalk, right near the Outdoor Adventure Center by Milliken State Park, if people are familiar with that. And that goes 1.62 miles straight up into Eastern Market. So it pretty much stops right around Eastern Market at Mack Avenue. So it's a really great kind of straight shot through neighborhoods. There's four entrances and exits, and it's all below grade. So you're completely off of the streets, totally safe. And it's like, it's interesting because you're right in the middle of the city, but it feels like it's so quiet and peaceful down there because it's just green. And so it really is it's a great place to take a bike ride or a walk and be, you know, below the city streets. And it's a really great safe way to get also all the way from the river up to Eastern Market.
When I went to law school down at UAD, which is just across the street from the Renaissance Center, in fact, we used to take the train from Bloomfield Hills and take it down and get off and just walk across to Dowling Hall. So it's kind of fun to see it been recycled. So you can actually walk or bike from the Renaissance Center all the way to Belle Isle.
Absolutely. So now that just in October, we opened the final portion of what we call the East Riverfront. So that would be the area from about the old Joe Lewis all the way to Belle Isle. That's the East Riverfront. And there was a section, I'm sure a lot of people remember, where the Uniroyal Tire Factory was.
I was going to ask you about that.
That's the section. So that was sort of a thorn in our side for a really long time. We weren't able to develop that land, but we've got access to it. There's a developer who owns that land, but we have a certain number of feet on the riverfront that we got the easement, and we were able to build that Riverwalk. But it took a lot of work with the EPA. It was a brownfield, so we had to clean that up. Many, many years of work. We finally opened that in October, just this past October. And that was that final connection on the East Riverfront, which makes it so that you could park at Gabriel Richard Park, which is on the east side of the MacArthur Bridge to Belle Isle. And you could now get on the Riverwalk and go all the way past the Renaissance Center, all the way down past Huntington Place, like, you know, by the old Joe Lewis. So it really, that's really the thing that kind of completed that connection, where you can now go 3.5 miles on the Riverwalk without ever having to leave the Riverwalk. And then, so it's a really nice, safe way to travel pretty far from the east side.
In my days at SEMCOG, the Uniroyal factory was like just a half a step above Chernobyl. It was, you know, you didn't even want to look at it.
It was bad. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah. So
they dug out the ground underneath it and done all that?
They did years of remediation. Yeah. And so, like I said, we worked with the EPA, and I think about 2/3 of that site is now completely cleaned up. The developer's working on the other third that's closer up by Jefferson. And it's really beautiful down there. It's one of my favorite stretches of Riverwalk. It has a very large walking path. There's a separate bike path. It's multi-tiered. It's beautifully landscaped. And when you approach the Belle Isle Bridge, what's so great about it is that you can walk under it. And so that's something that people haven't been able to do. And walking underneath the bridge is really a very cool experience. Great place for a picture. And so if you're walking either from Gabriel Richard Park and you're heading west, or the other way, you walk right under the bridge, and it's really a beautiful spot. It's my new favorite place on the riverfront.
You guys should take over the old Detroit Yacht Club and do something with it. That'd be nice.
The boat club.
Boat club. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And then, but down the other way, Huntington or whatever you want to call it, TC.
Yep.
It's Cobo. Come on. We've all seen concerts of Cobo.
I know. I got to try to use the right terms. You know, what's Huntington now, but.
I remember seeing, I'll give you the list of the people we did see at Cobo.
Right.
Alice Cooper. Yeah. Anyway. I see, Glenn Miller. No, not that. But so you go down past the old Joe Lewis. I mean, I have not seen what they've done. Now, to me, Joe Lewis is holy ground. Stevie hoisted the cup there. You know, I'm a big hockey fan. So
right.
But anyway, so what is it like down south of there? I mean, have they built buildings or what?
Right. So now the Riverwalk kind of stops right around there for now. They are building the new really nice apartment complex right down there. And, you know, the riverfront towers are right there. Those are those three very tall apartment buildings. So,
oh, yes.
Right. Yeah. So right now, this is sort of future development for us. So if you are right in front of those three tall buildings, we built a boardwalk. So there's a boardwalk that stretches out into the river about 18 feet. The people of Riverfront Towers, rightly so, were not that interested in having the Riverwalk go on their property. So we worked with them and we built that out into the river to give them more privacy. So there's a really beautiful boardwalk that's not yet open, but it is built, but it's going to be opening this summer. And then that boardwalk will connect to the new Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. So that's our biggest development ever. And it will be, I can't think of a bigger park besides Belle Isle, which is a Michigan State park now, in the city of Detroit. And that's going to be opening in 2025. So that is a Detroit Riverfront Conservancy project. It's a 22 acre park right along the riverfront. It used to be West Riverfront Park, which we did own and manage at the, before. And then the Ralph Wilson Foundation came to us and wanted to build a transformational park in the city of Detroit. And so with the support of the Ralph Wilson Foundation and the William Davidson Foundation, we have DTE Energy, Delta Dental, and Huron-Clinton Metro Parks all involved in that park. It is well under construction right now, and that is going to be, in our minds, the biggest thing to happen to Detroit in years when that park opens next year.
Well, we're up here in Birmingham, Bloomfield. Mm-hmm. I go downtown all the time. Mm-hmm. my wife used to work at the opera, so we were always going downtown, but now, where do you want to start? The Tiki Bar down in that little alley, that's my favorite. But the deal is that you go down there, you park, you can ride, you can bike. If you're still rollerblading, whatever. But I'm always thinking of going up the river, going east. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about going south. How far south are you? Is it going to be like Zug Island to Grosse Pointe?
Not quite, no. So when the new park is complete next year, we will be just shy of the Ambassador Bridge. So if you are going all the way from one end to the other, and once the new park is complete, like I said, we'll be just shy of the Ambassador Bridge, but our goal and our mission is to get all the way to the Ambassador Bridge. There's a couple of pieces of property to still for us to get hold of. And then we're going to build a riverwalk all the way to the bridge, which will connect to Riverside Park. So if you're familiar with Riverside Park, that's a City of Detroit park just on the south side of the Ambassador Bridge. So our final mission and vision would be to connect to that park. We're a few years away from that portion that we need to acquire and build a riverwalk on, but the new 22 acre park will get us really, really close. Zug Island, I don't think we're gonna get that far, but so our goal would be bridge to bridge. That's the MacArthur Bridge to the Ambassador Bridge. A lot of people ask me, well, what about the Gordie Howe Bridge?
I was gonna say, bridge to bridge.
I think that's another 3 miles down the river. We're kind of taking it one step at a time here. So if we, when we get to the Ambassador Bridge, we will have 5.5 miles of connected riverwalk. So that really is our ultimate goal. And we are well on our way and we are getting really close.
I can make a suggestion if this would help. You could call it the Maddie Maroon Memorial Park.
There you go.
Maybe that would work.
There you go. We've got to connect to that bridge, right? So we're working on getting down that way, and we're going to get there. It's just that's the part we're waiting on, sort of finalizing, but we're getting there.
We're talking with Mary Howlett, who's marketing manager for the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, and we're going to take a little break here and come back. I'm Chuck Moss, and don't go away. We'll be right back here on Eye on Oakland. Welcome back to Eye on Oakland. I'm Chuck Moss, your host here, and we have a great guest, Mary Howlett, who is the marketing manager for the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. And all you guys out there watching in Birmingham, the Bloomfield area, this is a great thing to do on an afternoon, just your morning, whatever. Go on down, park, walk, ride your bike if you're skating or rollerblading or roller skating. Rollerblading, am I dating myself here? It's a great, great time. So I can't, if you're watching this and you're thinking, geez, I go downtown, I know that, but I, what's the riverfront? Is it safe? Whatever. How would people find out what to do and how to do it so they can go down and visit?
Great question. So the easiest answer, first off, is always go to our website, www.detroitriverfront.org. And we've got a things to do tab, which is going to have our calendar of events and programs. So you're always going to be able to find something to do if you want something kind of structured. Now, that said, you can always just come down to the riverfront and we're really easy to access. So we've got, you know, multiple parks all along the riverfront and each one has its own dedicated parking lot for free. A great place to start would be Cullen Plaza, which is kind of the heart of the riverfront. And that's right down Rivard Street off of Jefferson. You head down to Atwater Street right by the river. There's a really big parking lot there, plenty of spaces. And on a nice spring or summer day, you know, the parking lot might get kind of full, but usually you can find a spot and you can sort of take off from there and start exploring. You know, each park is not much more than a half mile from the next. So if you start walking down the Riverwalk and you're either going east or west, you'll come to your next destination, you know, within about a half mile. And all of our parks have restrooms and, you know, nice places to sit and relax. And, you know, even if there's not a program going on, it's always just sort of a great place to hang out. But if you do want to explore, you know, a more structured thing to do on the riverfront, that's when it would be great to check out our calendar of programs. There really is something for everyone. You know, if you're somebody who you know, enjoys music, we have so many music programs, especially throughout the summertime. And some of those take place on the De Quinder Cut and some things are at Vallade Park. We've got all kinds of exercise and fitness opportunities. There's things for little kids. There's things for older adults. So it really just depends on what you're interested in. But I mean, there really truly is something for everyone, even roller skating and rollerblading, like you were just talking about. We have a skate club that meets every week in the or every month, I believe, in the summertime at Vallade Park, and they do a Riverwalk roller skate. So truly something for everyone.
Now, which park is it that has the pavilion where they have food and they have drinks? Because we will often get on our bikes and we only get that food.
Yeah.
And then way back, yeah. We try not to, you know. So which park is that?
So there are a few different spots where we have food and drink in the summertime. So, or you know, spring and summer. Seasonally, we have food and drink at multiple locations. All year round, there's food and drink inside at Robert C. Vallade Park. So that's at Atwater and Shane.
Yeah, and, that's what I think.
Yep. So that has an indoor, we call it the shed, but you know, it's not much of a shed. It's a really nice building. And there is, we have a barbecue restaurant that operates out of there. That's called Smoky G's. And there is the shed bar is there in on the weekends in the wintertime. And then during the summertime, we bring the old fireworks barge and we bring that in to the little inlet there. And we have a floating bar. And so that's Wednesday through Sundays in the summertime. And then Cullen Plaza in the summertime also has a tiki bar and a cafe that run throughout the summer. And Mount Elliott Park has a little cafe also. So when you're playing in the splash pad over there, there's a little snack place to get some food. So in the summertime, we have a few different opportunities, but all year round, Vallade Park has food and drink available.
Now, yeah, I love downtown Detroit. Love to go down there. You know, I've spent a lot of time there. And but one thing people will ask, particularly the riverfront, is you're going to ask, is it safe? Because, you know, for a long time, let's be frank, it wasn't.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know, at the De Quinder Cut, you wouldn't go down there. You never would go down there. So when I was in law school, that was a no-go zone. So the question is now, people will say, yeah, this is great. I could go down park, but is my car going to get broken into? Is it safe? There's a question.
That is a great question. And it's a question that we get all the time. And the answer is absolutely yes. So we have a very, very robust security system and security team. And we take a lot of pride in that. So if you're on the Riverwalk or on one of the greenways, you'll never be more than about 250 feet from your next camera or little call box. And when people are down there, you can see them. It's a big, tall red post. And we have a security command center at Cullen Plaza, and we have 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have security who are watching those cameras and paying attention to everything that's going on. We have teams of people who can address anything that comes up. And knock on wood, right now, we have never had a major incident on the riverfront or on the Riverwalk. Our security team is fantastic. And it's so important that people feel safe when they come. And we know that. And so we really put a lot of effort into that. And we have a great operations team. We have a great security team. And We are, you know, we keep City of Detroit park hours, which is to say 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So the riverfront is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. But again, they're there 24 hours a day watching. So if people are out and they're not supposed to be on the riverfront, our security team can, you know, address those concerns. And it really is something we're very, very proud of. But people should feel very safe when they come down.
Well, you know, Detroit is just expanding and expanding, expanding mm-hmm. the areas that have become great places to go again. And good to see the riverfront doing that. I know, I mean, there's some areas downtown that I wouldn't have gone into in, you know, daylight, let's say Capitol mm-hmm. Park just a few years ago. And now it's full of people, it's full of light, you know.
It's great.
It's, you know, it's wonderful, wonderful to see. And so, but here's a weird, kind of a weird question. Detroit's industrial city, it has an industrial infrastructure from its particular time. Is there any effort being made to kind of keep, preserve, reuse, repurpose some of that industrial infrastructure rather than just, you know, tear it down and let it go wild? I mean, are you thinking of doing anything like that?
So we're not, like, as an organization, you know, developing any of that. We're very focused on the Riverwalk and the green spaces. You know, that said, along Atwater Street. So that's kind of, you know, our little border there down by the riverfront. So on the riverside of Atwater Street, that's our space, right? That's where we want to maintain public access, green space. Now, on the other side, there are a lot of those old industrial buildings. And a few of them, frankly, very recently have been torn down. So there is... I would call it some progress being made because some of them had to be torn down. They really weren't able to be, you know, rehabilitated in any way. But slowly but surely, there's been a lot of development happening in those spaces that used to be purely industrial. There's some beautiful new apartments down there. There's still a good handful of kind of old restaurants that are favorites down there. But a lot of the apartments that have been built up are really nice, and they're pretty full down there. And then the things that the Michigan DNR has done with, like, the Outdoor Adventure Center in that area, it's kind of slowly but surely kind of building up. But there's a lot of space there still to be developed. A lot of empty lots still as well. I know the Gilbert, a family of companies owns a lot of the space down there as well. And there's some development that might be coming in. But we as an organization don't do that development, but we're always happy to see it on the other side of Atwater, as long as we can keep our side of Atwater completely, you know, accessible and green space and space for people to be outside.
Now, you mentioned the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Memorial Park. What is mm-hmm. that? That sounds fascinating.
So that is the new park that is under construction currently on the West Riverfront. So it used to be West Riverfront Park, and that was ours. And it was a giant green space with a riverwalk that went along it. It was right across from the big post office facility. So if people are familiar where that is where West Riverfront Park, which is now Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. So currently under construction, it will open in 2025. This is a 22-acre transformational park. It is going to be something the city of Detroit has never had or seen before. It's going to have four distinct zones, kind of something for everyone. There's going to be a really large play area called the Delta Dental Play Area, and that's going to have a giant two-story tall bear slide and all these other slides and kind of like woodland creatures for kids to play on. There's going to be the first ever metro park within the city of Detroit, the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks Water Garden. And that's going to be this beautiful water garden that's actually bringing water in from the Detroit River into this water garden that's going to have a dock. People will be able to kayak and paddle boat there. We're going to have an outdoor classroom. And we're actually going to be programming that space for teachers and for classes to be able to come down and do some educational learning opportunities in the space. There's going to be a giant hill that's more of the place where you would want to go if you were to picnic or just sort of hang out. And that's going to be the DTE Energy Hill. We'll be able to program that space with outdoor movies and music. And then there's the William Davidson Sport House, which is really, really very exciting. If you were to drive down Jefferson right now, that's the part of the park that really you'll see right away because the structure of that is finished already. And it is a giant sport house. It's covered, but outdoor. It'll have two full-size basketball courts so people can play pickup basketball. We'll be able to host some tournaments there. There really is something for everyone at this park. And it's truly going to be transformational for the city. And we are immensely excited about next year. So that's going to be a pretty big deal. And we're going to keep updating the public about the progress of that park, both on our website and through our social media channels.
Delta Dental, I think it should be at Brush Street or Floss Avenue or something. That's really great. And no, I'm Ralph C. Wilson, and that's south of Cobo, out the Cobo, south of Cobo, and by the old post office in that area.
That's right.
Good.
Yep, that's right.
Because once again, back in the old days, when we had Joe Louis Arena, that's how we got out from the structure out back to the freeway.
That's right. Yep.
And it's good to see there's something there. This is just wonderful. I hope you're getting funding and people are giving you money. Where I know you talked about the Kresge Foundation, some of the NGOs. State of Michigan give you any money? If not, why not?
I believe the state of Michigan, we do get some funding from them. I am not super, educated on those pieces. So I don't want to say the wrong thing or say too much. I do believe we get some funding from the state of Michigan. But our funding is a lot of private funding, and we always count on individual donors as well. I mean, we really, really do rely on the generosity of both large foundations and individual donors. And, we're grateful for every single dollar and every single donor. It makes a huge difference to us. We're very fortunate to have large partnerships, and we're very fortunate that a lot of our bigger programs are sponsored by, like Henry Ford Health System is going to sponsor our River Walkers program. And, we have GM that sponsors our Reading and Rhythm on the Riverfront program. And so we're so lucky to have those large partners. But even our individual donors, it makes a huge difference for us. And if anybody's interested, they can go on our website under Ways to Help, and they can explore the ways that you can help the Conservancy, because, our goal is to maintain and secure and beautify these places in perpetuity. And it's really important to us that this goes on for generations and generations for everyone.
Well, it's wonderful to see the riverfront, as it's wonderful to see any part, Detroit coming back, up Michigan Avenue and all the nice places there. They need to have restaurants to go to, because when you go to Slo's and you have to wait 3 hours, you have to go somewhere else. and they're redoing the train station, and it's just seeing all the lights come on little by little. It's really great. And those of us who live up here in Oakland, we should be down there a lot too. There's plenty of good stuff to do here, but we go downtown, you can go hit restaurants. So anybody who's interested in going down, and I recommend it. I go down, I love it. So what's the website again?
www.detroitriverfront.org. So, just go under things to do, and you can, find a list of our programs. If you, there's a map, so you can kind of check out the whole scope of the riverfront. And Facebook and Instagram are also great ways to keep up with what's going on the riverfront. It's Detroit Riverfront on both Facebook and Instagram. And so we'd love for people to follow us there as well.
And map is good, because you can see where you can start and park, and you don't have to go all the way from from Gross Point to Monroe, or that's a mile. But really, it's safe, it's fun, it's a great thing to do, and I can't like I said, this is one of the things that I do, so we love it.
I love it.
Thank you very much to Mary Howlett, who is the marketing manager for the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, and like I said, go on down. Nice afternoon. I'm Chuck Moss. And thank you for joining us here on Eye on Oakland.